This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It is time to go outdoors with Steve Kearney, and it's stevekearneyoutdoors.com. Steve, how you been?
I've been shoveling snow, Steve. How about you?
Yeah, same deal. Got everything cleaned up. And now the winds have picked up a little bit, and it's kind of blowing in spots, but that's all right. That's the deal. It's winter.
Yep, I got to tell you, I had a great time this week. I was invited to be the keynote speaker at the Rice Area Sportsmen's Club down by St. Cloud, Little Falls, in that area. And this sportsmen's group had a celebration for 85 years for all that they've done. And I'll tell you, I went through a lot of their archives, and the things that they've done in the last 85 years are amazing, with their land acquisitions and their participation in youth sports and all the funding they've done. You know, they've helped out the fire departments, the high schools, the DNR. I mean, they've done some tremendous stuff, and it was just really cool to hear their history. And they were formed in 1940. They're still going strong. So it was a really great night. And a lot of these sportsmen's clubs, you don't hear much about what they do, but I'll tell you, behind the scenes, they do a lot, and a lot of unheralded stuff that people don't really hear about. And just very impressive and, you know, important. And there was a lot of youth there, too, which, you know, is a big deal. And, you know, this club takes care of a lot of things that you don't know about, like helping out the archery people and the shooting sports, and just an amazing night. So I was really honored to be there.
Yeah, good stuff for sure. Those local groups, those, you know, you talk, when, especially when it comes to waterfowl, pheasants, et cetera. Habitat's huge.
Yeah, you know, they release a lot of pheasants. They introduced turkeys back in the 1990s in the area. And the thing that impressed me the most is they're acquiring properties and land, and then they're giving it back to the DNR and the state of Minnesota for public hunting. I mean, that's a huge deal, and just very impressive. And, yeah, it's quite an amazing bunch of people.
Yeah, great stuff. Steve, how's the bite right now? What's going on out on the frozen water?
Well, the snow, Steve, North Country, Lakes Country, 4 to 7 inches of snow, just finished up this morning. I think it's going to affect travel on the ice a little bit. You know, we still have 22, 23 inches of ice. The ice is good, but now I think getting around and to and from your spots are going to be more of a challenge. I think a four-wheel drive vehicle is still okay, but if you hit some drifts out there with that heavy wind we had on Thursday, it could be a little dicey. So I don't know. We're going to have to see if the resorts do some plowing and kind of see how things open up again. But I think it's going to be a snowmobile affair. I'm not sure about an ATV right now, but, you know, people are going to have to be reverting to snowmobiles and pulling portables. You know, I did notice this week a lot of people were taking their wheelhouses off the lakes just in anticipation of this storm that came in, which is probably a smart move, but chances are they might be, you know, taking them out again. And the walleye season, inland season, closes on the 23rd, so hard to say who's going to come back, if at all.
Yeah, it just flies by. A short month here in February. Steve, let's kind of talk about maybe the what we're seeing change-wise. I know lead in a lot of environments, certainly waterfowl hunting, has been bad news for a long, long time. I know you wanted to talk a little bit about tungsten jigs versus lead for ice fishing.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of the new thing, Steve, and I think eventually lead is going to be outlawed, just like it has for shooting sports.
Yeah.
And I've been using tungsten, you know, on and off, especially for very deep water, because it's very dense and it sinks really fast, but it's really expensive stuff. And I think they're, you know, looking for other alternatives, because, you know, a regular lead head jig for ice fishing is 50 cents, 60 cents, but tungsten, you're over $2 for one jig. And if you got a lot of toothy critters like northern pike, you're going to go through quite a few of them in a typical morning. But they are, you know, the density of it makes them sink fast, and you can actually use a very small jig all the way down to 20, 30 feet, but you'd have to go to a heavier jig if you're using lead. But it's definitely going to be the jig of the future. There's no doubt. Lead will be outlawed probably within the next 2 to 4 years. That's a given for sure. So tungsten is the next alternative, unless they come up with something like tungsten, but not as expensive, because man, it's that's a lot of money for one little tiny jig.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But the problems with lead have been well documented over the years, and probably a good idea to move in another direction. Steve, what's the plan this week? I suppose it's going to get cold. There's no doubt about it. We got a cold snap coming.
I'm not liking this week, Steve. This is not looking good. I'm seeing some minus 22s and minus 21s at night, and I'm seeing, you know, 1 degree for highs. This is going to be a tough week. And you know, if you're in a hard house or something, you can kind of tough it out. But if you're in a portable like I am, it can be a real challenge. And, you know, I try to, you know, anything below like 10 degrees can be a little, you know, a little tough on your body. But I'm hoping we get this week past us quick. And I think we're going to bottom out on winter here this week and be done with this really cold stuff. And then, you know, accelerate the temperatures and get things going at the end of February. But this next week, I don't know. I'm not looking forward to this at all. So,
yeah,
you know, if you have a chance to go to Florida, Steve, go.
Yeah, big challenge. No plans. I'd love to go to spring training in Fort Myers and catch a ball game or two. But I don't know if that's going to be in the cards here in 2025. Hey, Steve, always good to visit with you. We'll do it again next week.
All right, sounds great. Take care.
All right, there he is, Steve Kearney, stevekearneyoutdoors.com. He's been joining us on the weekends for years. And by the way, our outdoors coverage continues on Sundays. Rob Dreisein from the Outdoor News has a great show every Sunday between 5 and 6. Tons of great guests, etc. Once again, Rob and the Outdoor News, Sundays between 5 and 6 here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.